Thousands of people thought he was dead.
I think he's dead.
Including himself.
I nearly died. That's what I felt.
It turns out he just had a bad dose of man flu, which he said was worse than childbirth.
Why are you playing this for? I'm still here.
It's funny.
I am not dead.
It's Chris.
I've been back for 2 weeks.
Hello,
yeah, no, but
hello, Dad.
You said you got a bit of a sniffle, so I thought I'd put it on.
What?
You said you got a bit of a sore nose, so I just thought I'd play it as a joke.
That wasn't supposed to play. Eddie's late where he changes it.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't have played. Don't. The only way that he could come up with anything in his head was like to tell people that I've got a sniffle, which is the worst thing to say. Because if you've got a sniffle, you don't come to work.
I'm trying to cover Eddie.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to cover Eddie. You've just thrown him under the bus.
I didn't.
You did? You just said he's late?
You threw him under the bus.
Oh, you're out of order.
Because you said that I had a sniffle.
Poor Eddie. He lives in Ajman.
Live in Ajman.
Lives in Sharjah.
The only thing that you could come up with then was to tell people that I've got a sniffle, which is the worst thing.
You shouldn't have said about that about Eddie. Honestly, I was just trying to cover Eddie.
I know. But the only way you could cover Eddie...
You have just thrown Eddie under the bus. That's bad, man. It's not late very often.
How many more times are you going to say it?
Yeah, he does.
It's not very late.
His mind doesn't think of other things, so he's just going to keep saying the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't believe you just said that. No, I'm feeling amazing, actually. Touch wood.
Poor Eddie.
Stop saying that, dude.
Stop telling him to say that I said about the sniffle. be fair and say the same to him.
I will go home today.
He's in a mood
I'm fine. You're in a mood, have been for the last 2 days, being passive-aggressive to everyone, shouting at people.
Yesterday you were annoying.
Is
he all right?
You're annoying. I'm fine.
You okay?
Yeah.
How's everything at home?
Fantastic.
You sure?
Yeah, Isla's birthday.
Okay. Great. Well,
How old is she today?
Do you need anything?
She is 6 today, on the 6th of July. I'm very happy.
Is it money situations? Is it anything like that that you need help with? Because I'm here if you need anything.
No, I'm fine, mate. Absolutely fine. Ready for the show. I am very excited about the big news you're going to tell everyone a bit later on.
What's the big news? I don't even know the big news telling you.
I'll send you a message about it, but it's pretty big. It's good. You'll love it.
Just tell me now.
Nah, I can't tell you now. I can't. Because I just want to make sure that you...
How do you know the big news, but I don't know the big news?
Because the crazy Russian boss told me. So
I'm interested to know what this news is going to be.
He's... Yeah, it's good.
Just tell me now. It's okay. Go ahead. Silly, go ahead.
Nah, I'm all right.
No, say it.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say?
No, about the Atlantis thing. It's about the Atlantis thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, I think we should restart the show. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. I didn't do any of that. This is an unusual start to our morning. It's a Tuesday, July 6th. Do apologize about my guest in the studio this morning. He's a little bit grump. We'll let him just wake up. I think he's not having any coffee this morning.
I think everyone who's listening will think it's you, though. That's the problem.
Okay. All right. Cool. No problem. You go back and have a listen later, and you'll feel it. You'll see it. You'll hear it.
Okay.
What I would like, though, just to kick off the show, then, is let's start off with a little prize.
Yes.
Okay. Because you guys, I've got. Remember, I'm the only one that remembers all this.
Okay. See, that is annoying, and I don't need to hear that.
I'm just letting him know. He would have forgotten. I remember. I got everything.
There is another person sitting here. Yeah, her name is Preeti.
Don't know if you would have remembered, though. I'm not sure. I think I got this one today.
Really? Because I was just about to say.
Okay.
So you know what? Now I'm on Team Rossi. You're being passive aggressive.
I'm not being on anyone's team. I don't believe I'm being on anyone's team.
You just said that I wouldn't have. You're holding it.
Sunday.
I knew it.
Sunday we didn't remember. Remember?
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Sunday we didn't remember. We had to come back to it. Don't you remember?
No.
Okay. I'm very calm here this morning, guys. I think you guys need to go and maybe have a little bit of a drink.
I will do that, actually, yeah. I need to get some water.
I bet you guys go for a little walk. I'll look after everything. Go ahead, pretty.
Go
with Ross. It's okay. I've got it covered. Let me just look after her. I think you guys need a little bit of a time out. All right?
I'll go. Yeah.
Ross is gone. You can go, Prit. I don't mind. I've got this.
No, I'm used to you hearing you say that you have to remember everything and I don't do anything.
I will look after everyone.
Okay.
This is Virgin Radio.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got for us? We just heard Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, so you would think a big celebrity like Ed Sheeran wouldn't really freak out about meeting other celebrities, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he made an appearance on his old friend Ronan Keating's show, The One.
Oh, Ronan. We love Ronan Keating.
He was such a lovely guy, right? And he explained how Buffy the Vampire Slayer was the inspiration behind his single, Bad Habits. That's when Ronan and his co-host, Alex Jones, had a surprise from Buffy, a.k.a. Sarah Michelle Gellar herself. Have a listen.
Yeah, well, there's a line in the song Bad Habits that says, every time the sun goes down, I'll let you take control. And I kind of thought, you know, on Friday night, the bad habits lead to the next bad habit, to the next.
Yeah.
And then when the sun comes up, you go to bed. So I was sort of thinking same thing with vampires.
When Sarah Michelle Gellar, who obviously played her, heard you coming on the show.
Oh, no.
Yes, she wanted to send you this little message. On.
Hey Ed, it's Sarah Michelle, and I just wanted to let you know how much I loved the new song. And it seems only fitting since I was the one in charge of the Ed Sheeran trivia contest at my kids' school.
Come on!
Oh my god, that's me and Cherry literally just blitzed Buffy back in lockdown. We just watched the whole thing. That's so cool.
Very cool. He is. It's like he's met his little fangirl, like fangirling, right?
Yeah, it's cute. Oh,
gosh, we could do that if we ever spoke to him. I know, you know, 6 degrees of separation.
What do you mean?
One of my mates is a former world champion boxer named Wayne McCulloch.
Okay.
He lives in LA. He's an Irish guy, but he lives in LA.
Okay. Right?
And he's a boxing trainer.
Okay.
He trains Buffy's husband,
Freddie Prinze Jr. Oh, my goodness.
So whenever I go to LA, he's always like, come and have a session with me. I'll call Freddie. You guys can spar.
Can you please?
And then... yeah, we could have messaged Tim if we ever get Ed Sheeran, but now he's already had it.
He's already had Sarah.
What a great idea. Well done. But yeah, I'd love to see Freddie Prinze, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Getting into that mode of being a fan. It's rare that you see celebrities fanning over someone else.
Yeah, it was really cute. He was so excited. He couldn't believe that Sarah Michelle Gellar sent a video for
him. That's cute.
Yeah,
that's cute. What else you got for us?
So it was the 4th of July, obviously, in the States, and a lot of celebrities go to the Hamptons in New York and throw parties. So Jay-Z and Beyonce threw this white party, right? It was crazy. Like, there were so many stars there. They had performances, full-on performances from Tinashe, Megan Thee Stallion, Lil Baby performing. You had Jay Balvin in attendance, Quavo, the D'Amelio sisters, like everyone was there. But the one question everyone's wondering is, where's Beyonce? Like, no photos of Beyonce have come out yet.
Was she there?
We don't know. Everyone says it's Jay-Z and Beyonce's party, but no one has seen Beyonce yet.
What's interesting is Diddy had a party as well, and he was saying it's the biggest party of the year. So
the 4th of July.
Yeah, were they competing against each other? Maybe?
Like, everyone had a party. And the weird thing is, Diddy is the one who owns the white party. He does it in September every year. So I don't know what's going on with these two.
Drake was at Diddy's party. A bunch of other artists were there as
there
well.
Were
French Montana.
So many parties this weekend.
There we go. They're all getting out. Finally.
Surprise, congratulations to Gwen Stefani. She's officially a married woman. She had an intimate little ceremony with country superstar Blake Shelton in his home in Oklahoma, which is very, very cute. Yeah.
Good on him. She seems like a lovely guy, a girl, and he seems like a lovely guy.
We've met her. She was
lovely.
She
was so sweet, right?
Yeah,
she was so
nice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Got a big announcement coming up at 7:20. I can't wait to share that with you. We've got your pop quiz coming up at 7:10 as well. Fade's fax minutes. We've got a delivery. What is that? What is that down there? What's come through? What's come? We occasionally get deliveries here at the station.
It's from Hunter Foods.
Oh, it's food. Oh, this is gonna hurt you, Rossi.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of potato chips. Oh, this is my favorite thing.
Can I see? It's not hard to get on the radio. Just send us something, and we'll give it a mention here. Rossi,
aren't they a competitor of yours?
No, I'm not into crisps. What is it? It's
Fatouche.
Fatouche flavor crisps.
You're joking.
No.
I love Fatouche.
Look at Eddie and Nala.
Shawarma.
Shawarma flavored crisps.
Are you going to try it?
Rossi, have one.
No, thank you.
Rossi's on a I don't even know what you're doing right now. You're
it's
doing
a
some
cleanse.
Sort of cleanse.
You five-day meal program.
Oh, wow, wow. Oh, my God.
Is
they're
good?
Nice. They smell amazing.
I'm gonna try shawarma.
It tastes like fattoush.
I
love fattoush. I never really had fattoush until I came here.
Shawarma.
I just love the crispiness.
Rossi, I know you're on a cleanse, but have one, mate. Look at this, Ross.
No, thanks, mate. I'm okay.
Going crazy.
I'm okay, thanks. I've got to go out tonight for a meal to Cheesecake Factory.
For your daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
And you're on a cleanse. You're not allowed to eat it. You're only allowed to eat what they're giving you.
Yeah, but I'm not hungry, which is a good thing.
Okay, mate. Good luck. You're doing well. You're doing very well. He's cleansing his body before he goes to Ibiza for 12 days to destroy it, ladies and gentlemen. This week, he's all like, I'm going to do this. Next week, he's going to be like sitting on a beach.
Yep.
Drink in one hand, kebab in the other. Yeah. It's going to be great. Oh, man.
Can't wait.
It really, truly tastes like fattoush and shawarma.
Yeah, it's good.
Might have to take some of them with me.
Nope. No way. All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's more about the sort of intro than it is about the facts. Let's go.
It's time for Face Facts.
I see you walking down the street. Huh. You got your mask on, and you're moving your feet. You look my way, I give you a wink. Next thing I know, I gotta tell you one thing. Look at me, 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 look at me. Yo, bounce away, I'm here to stay. They call me Chris Fade and I'm the man of me, yo. I was the girl, what?
Wait,
I wasn't
what?
It.
What?
I was the one that you want to hear me say. Look at me, 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 look at me. Yeah, first part was better than the second. Here are your facts though, ladies and gentlemen. 56% of people would rather be late for work and get yelled at by their boss than do it without their morning coffee.
Coffee's important, man.
Yeah, you get that morning coffee, even if you're going to be a little bit late. You're like, I need the coffee, guys. Yep. Like, this is what I need. On average, men get it new belt. We get a new belt every 2 years.
Do you even own a belt, Chris?
I do. I have two belts. And that's about right. I think every 2 years, I'll just go get a new one.
And I think you need to, like, invest highly in a belt, like, you know, a good price, 300 dirhams, something like that.
I don't. I get the cheaper ones, man.
No, I always get the good quality ones because they always stand on them and then they sort of separate.
I'm taking
my trousers off.
17 Big Macs are sold every second throughout the world.
17!
17 every second. Wow. 17 Big...
17.
I would think it would be more than that, actually. Almost half of adults say they'll lie if you ask them how much chocolate did they eat.
Oh.
That's. I think that's right.
You lie.
Yeah, like if there's a whole block of like Cadbury chocolate, I'd be like, yeah, I just had a couple of pieces when I had the half the block.
Yeah.
Breathing through your nose boosts your memory by improving the transfer of information from the senses to the brain storage network. 5 deep breaths through the nose now.
Ready. Breathing very heavy.
This is how you have to breathe when you do this yoga stuff.
No, but we're just breathing through the nose. We're not like... What are you doing?
Oh, there it is. Oh, so I remember. Oh my! I remember my childhood like it was yesterday.
Do you breathe through your nose a lot?
I don't know. I don't even know. Oh, I'm dizzy actually now. That made me dizzy. The average woman keeps the same hairstylist for 12 years.
Yeah, sounds about right.
About right?
Yep.
And finally, too many personal items in your office can hurt your credibility.
That.
Does that mean that people that have the desk that has all the stuff on your desk, you got little characters, you got pins here and all?
Like makes it shows your personality, like photos and stuff.
Well, it hurts your credibility. I don't agree with that, but like...
No, don't you think that you look at that desk, you're like, oh, you learn a little bit about that person.
Yeah, you learn a bit about, okay. All right, but maybe...
And you build a relationship.
From a senior management point of view, they probably look down and be like, why have they got a Daffy Duck, you know, little toy on there, though.
Yeah. Because they're a real human being with interest.
We don't want real human beings with any type of feelings or emotions. We want you to work.
Okay. Well, that's boring.
Fades facts.
Money. Money. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Limited period interest rate of 2.5% per month. Apply and get a free staycation at the Rixos Premium JBR. T's and C's apply.
Does Gia. Hello. Good morning.
Morning. Hi. I can't believe I'm on. Oh, my God.
You're on. Yeah. You made it through. You're on the radio. You're going to win some money.
I don't believe I'm talking to Chris Fade. Actually, talking to Chris Fade. Oh my God!
I love you. What are you doing? Where are you right now?
I'm actually just reset work. I'm a doctor.
Okay.
Oh, you're a doctor.
You're a doctor. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Doc, for what you do. What are you doing? What type of doctor? Where are we coming for you?
Oh, actually, I'm a general practice, but right now I'm working in a children's specialty hospital.
Oh, okay. Good on you, Doc. Helping people get better. We appreciate you, especially in these times we do. Listen, let's get you some money. Yeah. Let's get you some cash right now. We've got 10 questions with the pop quiz, all right? If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay? All right.
Okay, sure.
You ready to do this?
Yeah, I am. Okay.
No, you're amazing. Here we go. It's Doctor on the phone. She wants to win some cash. You're 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. What rapper sings the songs Up and I Like It?
Please.
Say it again.
Coldplay.
Finish the American rock band Kings of Lee.
Pass.
What 2016 song did Coldplay and Beyonce team up for? It's called Hymn for the What? Hymn for the?
Weekend. Hymn for
what
the weekend.
Sport do the Boston Red Sox play?
Soccer.
What comic book company created Spider-Man? Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
What is the capital of the USA?
Washington, D.C.
Which DJ duo
New
had...
New York City.
I'm going to keep your first answer. What DJ had a hit called Something Just Like This?
Pass.
James Cameron won an Oscar in 1998 for which movie, including a big ship that sunk?
Titanic.
If you were doing a clean and jerk, what would you be doing?
Pass.
Time's up, but I'm going to give you this last one just because you're a doctor. True or false, Ed Sheeran and Katy Perry once dated?
False.
Good on you. Well done. Gives you 500 dirhams cash.
Yay!
That's yours.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
So much. I just want to say thank you for everything you people are doing. Every day somebody wins, it just makes my day. Thank you so much.
You are a star. Thank you as well. Cardi B sung the song Up and I Like It. That is the rapper. American band is called Kings of Leon. Boston Red Sox play baseball. The Chainsmokers had the song Something Just Like This. And if you're doing a clean and jerk, you'd be doing some type of weightlifting. That would have got you the 10,000 dirhams cash with Rack Bank. But we're going to hand over that 500 to you, okay?
Thank you so much.
You are a star. Your pop quiz back 7:10 tomorrow morning. That announcement coming up next, all right?
Pretty Malik's gossip.
How are we looking gossip-wise here, Pretty?
Robert Downey Jr. has fans freaking out because he's unfollowed all of his Marvel cast members on Instagram, including Tom Holland and Chris
Evans. Seriously?
He's unfollowed all of them. Like, I don't know why. And it's just a weird, weird situation. And then we did a little bit of digging. And before anyone thinks there's drama with the Marvel Universe, maybe he doesn't want to be Iron Man, whatever it is.
Yeah.
None of the 43 people he actually follows are actors. His Instagram bio has now been changed with a link to the Footprint Coalition, which is an organization of environmental investors, which Robert founded. So maybe he's about to launch something or do something. So.
All right, so he's using his platform, something other than got to do with movies or promotion.
Yeah.
But still unfollowing your friends. And
it's a huge deal.
Imagine if I just unfollowed all you guys when I said, sorry, guys, I'm doing something for work here. I don't know.
But I guess when you're Robert Downey Jr., you can do whatever
you
want.
You can do whatever you like.
You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you like.
Kate Middleton is self-isolating at home after coming into contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. She's not experiencing any symptoms, but she's just following the government guidelines. Now, here's the thing, though, where everyone is raising their eyebrows. Last week, she attended the Euros and she attended Wimbledon, but she received a negative COVID test before each tournament, and she gets regular COVID tests like twice a week as part of like the regime, the testing regime. But everyone's like, well, this is why we're saying don't bring all the spectators back to sporting events yet. So, I don't know.
Imagine self-isolating in her house.
I know.
Like, go for a walk in the back garden.
Self-isolating like, just like being in a, I don't know, a mall.
Yeah.
Like a massive mall
you know what I mean?
Back garden.
I mean, again, I don't understand where we are. Like, You've got the Euros going on with 40,000 people in stadiums. You flow over to America. There's just masks are off and people are living their lives. Australia's in complete lockdown right now. Like,
still,
you know, some parts of Australia are in lockdown. We can't fly to the UK. The Brits can't fly to the UK yet. They've got things opened up over there, but we can't hear from the UAE.
We have to go somewhere first.
India's completely obviously shut down, as is Pakistan.
Yep.
Philippines, you can't fly from the Philippines.
From here to the Philippines.
You can't fly from here to the Philippines.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm just trying to work it all out here.
It's a lot.
What's going on? Like, where are we?
It is a lot.
Where are we?
I think a lot of the governments are also just trying to figure it out. Like, what's the best route?
Yeah, like how to live with it. You know what I mean?
Our numbers in the last 24 hours were 1,573 and 5 deaths overnight. It's still surreal. It's still real. It's be careful. Look after yourselves. Get the vaccine.
There you go.
You heard the announcement from the DHA yesterday as well. You can get that that booster. If you've had the Sinopharm more than 6 months ago, you can get a booster.
Yeah.
You can get another Sinopharm in you, or you can get the second Pfizer shot.
Yes, you can get a Pfizer shot.
All right,
as well.
So go in there and apply and get it done, because, you know, I know a couple of people who have now got corona who have had the Sinopharm after 6 months, right?
Like,
so
it's been a long time.
It's been a while now. So just go get that booster and do what you got to do, all right? Look after yourselves. Finally, Pretty Mully.
Oh, let's talk Jennifer Lopez. So she spent this 4th of July holiday in the States with Ben Affleck in the Hamptons. Mm. It seems like these two are totally loved up. She did an interview with Zane Lowe about a new single that she dropped, and she just kind of started talking about where she is at in her life.
J-Lo.
Yeah, I'm super happy. I know people are always wondering, like, how are you? What's going on? Are you okay? This is it. I've never been better. And I want my people who care about me, because I care about them so much, to know that. I've really gotten to a place in my life where I'm great on my own. And I think once you get to that place, then amazing things happen to you that you could never imagine in your life happening again.
Again, you heard that? Mm. Happening again.
I'm sorry, J-Lo. I love you, J-Lo, but I don't believe what you say to me now. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because she was saying stuff with A-Rod like, no, we're all fine and everything's good. Then 3 weeks later, they're divorced. Like,
You're having trust issues with J-Lo.
I have trust issues in what she's telling me. I think she's telling me what she thinks I want to hear.
But
I want her to be happy and I want Ben Affleck to be happy. I hope they're good for each other.
We love you, J-Lo.
We do. Thank you, Pretty Mully. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
But so there's a few sites who have a free section. People that just want to really get rid of stuff. You know, they don't want to sell it. They're spent at home. It might be a bed, and I don't want to sell it. It's not worth that much. I'll just give it to someone. So what I'm doing right now is I'm gonna get on the free section. Mm. We're gonna find an item which we've just found. It's a bunch of tools, like a shovel and something else. And this is called reverse bargaining on the Chris Fade Show.
This can be highly annoying for the person on the other end 100%, of the phone.
100%. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer money for something that is free.
Yes, and we're going to see how that person reacts.
All right, I'm going to put on a bit of an accent here. I'll come up with some type of name, and we'll see how we go. This is reverse bargaining on the Chris Fade Show.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Speaking.
Yeah, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you going? Hi.
I'm good, how are you?
Hi, name is Fruity. I'm calling regarding the tools that you have got on the... Oh, we got some kids there, huh? The tools that you're selling?
Yes, sorry, I'm selling so much, I got confused for a bit. Yes, they are actually for free, I'm not selling them.
I mean, the best I can probably give you is maybe 100 dirham, like this is, I know that they are nice, I'm happy to pay 100.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. You talking about the shovel and the...
Yeah, the shovel, you've got, looks like the little green spade as well, the majrood, as I like to call it. If 100 is not good for you, I'm happy to pay 200, but I cannot go any more than 200.
No, I don't expect 200 at all. 100's fine.
Okay, so you do 100.
Yes, yeah.
I thought they were for free.
But you just said you're paying, so I thought, why not? I mean, I did pay for them too.
Oh, you took the money as well. Okay, no problem. I give you 100. But it was in the free category, but I will pay the 100 if you want.
Yeah, but why are you saying then you want to pay if you saw it in the free category? I'm confused.
I believe in energy. It's if you don't take anything for free, you know, it comes back bad. So I'm willing to give something.
It's okay. I was just checking if you are for real. No, they are for free.
Yeah. Okay. So should we do 50 dirham? Maybe make it in the middle.
No worries.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, sorry, man.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Nice to meet you. My name's Fruity. I'm just calling up regarding the tools that are on Dabaizul.
Okay.
The shovel, it looks like a spade. I was saying I'm willing to give 100, but then I realized it was in the free area.
All right, well, so you can then come fetch them. I mean, really, you should be reading before you create confusion with my wife, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
I don't actually really want you to come to our house and pick them up, to be honest.
Okay, but so I won't come?
No, you can do that, sir, but just next time, maybe just be a bit more clear. Are you reselling them, or are they for personal use?
No, they're for me. For me, I wanted to use them. I just needed some shovels. I've got on the app now.
Yeah, no problem. You can come fetch them today.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, cheers.
Brother, bye-bye. Can I ask one question?
Yes.
My name's Chris Fade from Virgin Radio. We're only joking with you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No way.
Love you.
Oh my god.
It's the headlines that aren't real, but he gives them to us anyway. It's the news before the news. Rossi, are you ready for this?
Yeah, you got my clip, sir.
I'm ready to go in 3, 2, 1. And now we cross live to Big Rossi.
Thank you, Chris. I'm Big Rossi, and this is the news before the news. Ryan Reynolds has been caught shoplifting in spinnies. Ooh. Reynolds was at the self-checkout when he slipped some items into his man bag. He tried to get away with evading the truth, and he had this to say.
And he says, my voice always gets really high when I'm like lying. He was like, you got anything, any sort of fruit, any vegetables, anything like that? I was like, no!
Justin Bieber has seen a Med of City Centre this week. The Canadian superstar has recently said that he's grown up a lot and doesn't act so immature anymore. But he was seen to be ignoring the advice from the instructors in the iFly tunnel. He's flying too high.
I didn't know how to handle it. And sure. It went to my head. And I had to let people pull me down for me to see the truth and see how much of a jerk I was being.
And finally, football player and manager Wayne Rooney was seen at the Two Seasons Hotel on Shakeside Road yesterday. He was trying to sneak into a wedding reception to take advantage of the free food and drinks, but got caught by security.
Yeah, no, I just seen a bit of space and thought I'd try my luck, so didn't know what to expect with the reception, but it was a great reception and I really appreciate it.
I'm Big Rossi. And that was the news before the news.
Oh, it gets worse every week, but we love it. We love it bad. Thank you, Big Rossi. Moose, what's up, man? What do you want to say?
I'm good, man. Congratulations on getting Ed Sheeran. I mean, this goes to show that Chris Fade can get any celebrity on the show.
Oh, I can't. Not wow. Everyone, but wow. we got Ed Sheeran. Yeah, 7:20 tomorrow morning. It's going to be fantastic, Moose. So, you know, Rossi asked for him, mate. We had to get him, right?
I have a message for Rossi. Did you know that Sun and Sand Sports are running a special discount? So now you can buy a Liverpool t-shirt and steal 25% to 50% of the deal. Only at Sun and Sand Sports.
Do you
want... Yeah, that's right. You know why it's on discount? Because they're rubbish.
Oh.
That's why.
Thank you, Muse. Appreciate you there, buddy. Appreciate you. It's Rossi's daughter's birthday today. And you bought her a radio. So now she's listening to the show, right?
Yeah, she is listening to the show right now. Isla and Annie are listening to the show.
Isla, happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday. Your dad, Rossi, is the most famous person in the country. He's the best in the world. He's like Superman.
I'm more famous than you, am I?
Yes. And everybody here at the radio station, they think Rossi is the best. Your dad is the best. And happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Isla.
Happy birthday.
So we're on the search for a sports reporter for the show, right? And we just want someone to
be cool and tell us what's going on in sports, no matter what sport it is.
Yeah.
We've been doing this search for nearly 3 weeks. We had hundreds of auditions, and you've heard a lot of them on the radio. We're down to the top four. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear two of them right now and two of them tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, those are our finalists.
Yeah, they're our finalists, our top four, and you will decide who's going to win. Now, right now, the challenge is they're both going to have 2 minutes to report on the Euros, on what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
That's the only thing.
We want to get Euro information from our contestants, from these auditions right now. They've had 24 hours to prepare. Are we ready to meet them once again?
Mm-hmm.
Please welcome Krishna back to the show. Krishna, how you doing?
Hey, Chris. I'm feeling good. Thank you.
Good. You sound good as well. You ready to give us a... You only got 2 minutes. I'll cut you off at 2 minutes. All right?
Excellent. That's good.
You ready to have a go? You got me off loudspeaker, right? You got the phone to your ear?
It's to my ear.
Yep. You got the phone to your ear. Not an earpiece or anything like that?
That's correct.
All right. Good to go here, Krishna. Here we go.
Let's do it.
A final audition to be the sports reporter. Krishna, hey, how you doing?
Doing very well, Chris. Thank you very much, and good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Tell us what's going on when it comes to the Euros.
Well, it's going to be an absolute cracker of a match tonight, a battle of the champions, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Italy will be taking on Spain at the Wembley Stadium. The game kicks off at 11 p.m. our time, with the winner going straight through to the finals to play against England or Denmark.
Wow, this is a big one. This is Italy v. Spain tonight. It says happening tonight at 11 o'clock.
Yes, it is.
Okay, winner goes straight into the finals. What else? What else you got for us?
Well, one of the many reasons that this game is going to be epic, apart from the fact that it is a semi-final for Euro 2020, is that both teams, Italy and Spain, appear to have forgotten what it's like to lose.
Ooh.
What do you mean by that? What, they haven't lost in a while? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Let's talk about Italy first. This Italy side is not like the ones of the years gone by. One that would like to sit back and wait to see what happened. 3 years ago, Italy had failed to qualify for the World Cup in 2018.
Mm.
And since then, the team has transformed under their coach, Roberto Mancini, who's definitely found the right mix of young players and veterans for a well-rounded team.
Nice.
All right, very cool. Anything else you want to add?
Yes. On the other hand, we have Spain, who's dominated world football in the last 20 years, having lost only one out of 29 games so far. And they're definitely not going to be changing their signature style of play. So you can expect them to come in with all guns blazing.
Wow. So it's going to be an interesting one tonight, huh?
It is, absolutely. It's going to be electric. The match is going to be very, very close, super balanced. The energy is going to be out of the world. I think when it rains, it pours. Spain is in top form, and they're really happy in their skins, revealing their killer instinct with every game. So if they score first, I'd expect a single goal to lead to a torrent of goals.
That is Krishna right there. Time is up. Well done. Great report, Krishna. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
How do you feel? How do you feel? How do you think that went?
I think that went really, really well. And honestly, I'm very excited about the match tonight. I can't wait to see what happens.
Okay, I like that. Thank you, Krishna. Her well audition done and dusted. Nathan now joins us. Hey, Nathan Taylor, how you doing?
G'day, Chris. I'm doing well. How are you, mate?
Mate, very, very well. So you know the deal. You're our top four. Congratulations. You're going to have 2 minutes here to really just give us what's going on tonight and everything on with the Euros. You heard Krishna. I think she sounded pretty good there, bud. Yeah. So you got some good competition. But Nathan, tell us what's going on with the Euros.
Mate, we've got the semi-finals tonight, like Krishna was saying before. But boy, oh boy, do Italy look strong. They shined against Belgium on Friday night. It was probably my favourite match of the Euros so far. Felt like the final, to be honest. But, you know, the Azzurri just really had an answer for everything that Belgium threw at them. So, you know, I'm expecting them to come in with a lot of fire tonight. I think, I think it's going to be an excellent match from Italy. They have lost one of their key midfielders, though, Spinazzola. It's pretty heartbreaking stuff. He's 28. He ruptured his Achilles, so he could be out for a couple of months, which is not good. But look, that being said, Italy have multiple playmakers. They are just relentlessly fast, and they're going to really bring it tonight. On the other hand, we've got Spain, who have been seriously battle-tested in every possible way. Okay. They've had the widest variety of encounters in the tournament. They've come from behind. They've had grueling extra time, and they just recently scraped through on penalties against Switzerland. So, look, there's an argument that they might be a bit knackered tonight, but you know, I reckon they're galvanised. I reckon they're ready to really take it to them. And they've got this young kid, 18 years old. His name's Pedri, and he is just sublime. So if you want to watch someone tonight, watch him. He's going to be electric.
All right, oh, Nathan. Wow. I like it. Time's basically up there as well. Give him a big round of applause. That was fantastic as well. A lot of info. Very natural as well. I like the sound of you, Nathan. I think you did a great job. Krishna as well, I think, did a fantastic job.
Both very knowledgeable.
Nathan, how do you think that went? How do you feel?
Yeah, I think it went all right, mate. I think it went all right. I've got a dob Nala in, though. Just before I came on the air, she said, we want you to talk about Eurovision. and I started to panic. I was like, well, hang on, am I on a different segment? But,
I might be making, Nala, Nala, you're telling them they have to report on Eurovision?
My bad. I was looking at a Eurovision video and then it just stuck with my head. Eurovision.
Well, Sweden have gone off on stage with 14 people. They've done a tremendous.
My bad, you guys.
Oh, wow. All right. Thank you, Nathan. Well done. You both hold the line for me right there. So, here we are. As we've got the semifinals happening in the Euro right now, this is one of our semifinals. It's Krishna versus Nathan. You just heard them both. And it's over to you to see which one goes to the finals.
Yeah.
Out of Krishna and Nathan, who do you believe should go to the next round?
Oh, that's too hard.
We're taking your votes right now. Krishna or Nathan? Krishna or Nathan? 4008. Send a text message right now to 4008.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're also going to do a poll on our Instagram page, Chris Fade Show.
Okay.
Chris Fade Show. You can go vote there. We're gonna calculate all these votes. And we're going to have our two finalists will go tomorrow at some stage, all right?
Yeah.
Because we've got another two. We've got the
tomorrow.
Second semifinal happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we'll take a winner from Krishna and Nathan and a winner from tomorrow, and then we'll put them together and it'll be the finals.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. We're running this like the Euros right now.
We are, yeah. So the guys, you've got 24 hours to vote on the Instagram poll, and then tomorrow we'll announce the winner. Yeah.
Krishna and Nathan, who do you believe deserves to be through? 400 on the text line or vote through our Instagram poll at Chris Fade Show. Krishna or Nathan? I think they're both tremendous. I think they both did a great job. These guys are not, you know, professional broadcasters who do this for a living. They've got jobs.
Yeah.
And I think they both sounded so amazing and well done. So by the end of this journey, we'll have a sports reporter for the show and for the station, which will be great. Mm. Some of your votes are coming in right now, and it's literally a mix of two right now I'm seeing. So tomorrow on the show, we'll announce who goes through to the finals, and we'll get the second semifinals underway.
Yeah.
This is great, huh? What's going on? Can I tell you what happened last night?
What happened?
And this is a warning for everybody. Everybody, you need to understand this warning. I nearly got hacked.
Oh, again?
Yes, this is the second time in 3 weeks.
It's happening a lot, isn't it?
Oh, there's so much hacking going on. And I tell you, we have to be careful.
What happened?
This is a weird one, though.
Tell me.
This is a weird one. One of my friends.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, we're not great friends, but we chat a lot on Instagram. We chat a lot on WhatsApp, you know, more of a work associate. Sends me a message on Instagram last night. Get a DM.
Yeah.
Let me get it, actually. I want to read it word for word because I want to let you know what to look out for because this one got me by surprise, right? So I get a message last night, 6 o'clock. Hey, dear, send me your phone number, please. Monkey covering face emoji, love heart, kiss. Okay?
Right.
I'm like, okay, cool. I'll send you an SMS once you send me the number. There is this contest that I'm going to put your number in for. You'll get a code. Send it to me. Laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji. I'll tell you more about it later. Okay, got to go. Talk to you in a sec. Love heart. Right? There it is.
Yeah.
I reply, and I know this person. I reply, LOL, this sounds like I'm going to get hacked.
Yeah.
LOL, is this work-related? ?
Yeah.
No reply, right? That's where I left it. Because in my head, I'm thinking to myself, if I gave my phone, never give your phone number out to anyone, and then if you do get a code, never, ever give that code. Even if it's your friend on Instagram. Like, this is someone that I know. Yeah, I know them personally. I meet with them. Yeah. We do work together.
Mm.
10 minutes later, I get a message from her saying, guys, I've been hacked. A lot of you are receiving messages. Be warned, do not respond to any of the messages on IG, Int, or Facebook, or from my Yahoo email. It is not me, thank you.
Wow.
I just said, oh, profanity, I got it. She says, did you give him your number? I hope not. I said, I did. Screenshot, I said, I didn't give the code. She's like, great, wow. So she's been hacked.
That's great. And that's like not a robotic message.
It's that what because
love
what,
hearts emojis.
Yeah, what put me off was the love heart emojis. The emojis did it.
Yeah,
because it made me relax and I felt like I'm talking to my friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because we do work together, I thought she was putting my number into something for a work related thing, and I'm going to get a code, and she's going to do it for me. Like, it's not an uncommon thing. Thankfully, I didn't. I
wonder
been
what they can do with that though—a telephone number and a code. What do they do with it?
Just
get all your.
I believe that if we gave them the telephone number and that code, that they can. I think they can take over everything. They can probably change my password onto like all my social media sites.
Like what's? Because a lot of times your phone number is connected to a lot of things, whether it's banking or whatever it is. And a lot of when you're trying to log in, and that OTP number is sent to your number. You need that code to log into stuff. Two-step authentication.
I've got two-step authentication on everything that I have. Same. I've got two-step. So it's a phone number, and then it's a password, then it's a phone number code. And I advise everyone to do the same thing. But just be warned. Yeah. If you get a message from your friend on inbox, you're DMing you on Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is, be warned.
Crazy.
Definitely.
Scammers are everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
They are everywhere. I mean, I get these calls all the time from London. Every day I get these calls at the same time with the London telephone number.
Just remember, you always, Rossi, you need a 1-2-step. Okay? You need a 2-step thing. 1-2-step.
Rolling my eyes. Rolling one, my two step. Eyes.
Verification.
2-2-step. Put your password and your phone. 1-2-step. Pretty, don't roll your eyes at me. It was his idea. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That is it for us for your Tuesday. And yes, we've locked it in. I've got him. We've got him. 7:20 tomorrow morning.
This is Ed Sheeran on The Chris Fade Show.
Yes.
Yay!
So good.
Woo!
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I love this guy. One of the greatest artists, huh? Ed Sheeran joins us exclusively tomorrow, 7:20. Do not miss it. If you've got any questions, let us know. Send them through to 4008, all right?
Well done. You did well there, getting him on.
You wanted him. We got him. That's how it works.
I mean, like, the whole country now can thank me for getting Ed Sheeran on the radio.
It is. It's all thanks to you, Russ.
Your idea, Chris's execution. I'm just here for the ride, mate, and getting to speak to Ed Sheeran.
This is great. Tomorrow morning, 7:20. All right, we'll play some extra Ed Sheeran songs. Have a great day from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.